welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. Our lives are full of relationships. Relationships at home, relationships at work, relationships with friends. Humans need significant relationships in their lives. Most recently, I've been thinking about what makes relationships last. I'm getting married in 1 week, and throughout this process, we have had several older people give us advice and share words of wisdom on ways that we can have a long, loving, lasting relationship. It seems that there is a pattern and similarities as I have talked to these married couples in the advice that we have been given, and I wanted to share some of my thoughts with you and what I have taken from it. First off, I realized that knowing why you're together is crucial, obviously. Be together for the right reasons. Don't let people or society pressure you into feeling a certain way. Especially, I feel in the LDS community, there tends to be this negative outlook on people who are older and still single. They feel very pressured by friends, family, or their community to hurry and find someone. There may also be times when people might feel like marriage or getting married will fix your problems. You may have issues with yourself or with your partner, but please understand that marriage is not a band-aid that will quickly fix everything. Love is wonderful and it is a necessity. But love won't be enough on its own to sustain a relationship. Also, set realistic expectations about your relationship. This was something that we were told a lot. Being in love is so exciting and you feel butterflies all the time and you hope that your relationship will always be as giddy and happily ever after, you might say, as it is now. But more often than not, the fire tends to contain itself after a little while. Of course, there are always things that you can do to make your relationship exciting and keep that flame alive. But just understand that romance won't always be like what the movies project. Romance may be washing and putting away the dishes together. Romance may be watching your favorite show or talking to your spouse about your day at work. And that is okay. Set realistic expectations about your relationship and understand that not everything is going to be so exciting all of the time, but every day you get to wake up and decide to love your partner in life. This includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. Next was communication. Of course, everybody told us that communication and respect are vital. I cannot tell you how many times people expressed to us how important communication and respect are, and I completely agree. Communication can be difficult. It forces you to be vulnerable and open towards somebody else. Of course, no relationship is perfect, and there will always be conflicts that will arise. So it is important that when this happens, we can communicate with transparency and honesty. So talk. Talk frequently and talk openly. Talk about everything, even if it's hard or even if it hurts too. Most importantly, when communicating and at all moments, always have and show respect towards one another. I think sometimes we get so used to having our partner around and they become our family, and it's easy to forget that they need to be treated with the utmost respect as well. They are the most important person in your life, and as such, they deserve your respect and vice versa. Respect that your partner is different than you are and that they have different hobbies or interests. Respect that they are part of your team and they also have a say in your relationship. Most importantly, never talk bad about your partner, whether it's to your family, friends, or even your coworkers. If you do have a problem, speak directly to your partner and not to others. And lastly, I think the most important thing that I have learned from all of the advice given is to forgive and to ask for forgiveness often and daily. Like I mentioned, we are not perfect and our relationships will not be perfect. And that's why it's so important that we learn to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. Someone shared with me this wonderful quote that has stuck with me. It is more important to have peace in the home than to be right. And I really had to think about that one. As humans, we can be stubborn and focus more on being right than having harmony with each other. In marriage, there's no such thing as winning an argument. When an argument is over, that is it. It's over. Don't try to revisit it later on or bring it back up during a different discussion. When you forgive, let it go. Always ask for forgiveness, even if you feel like you didn't do anything wrong. It shows that you care and that you're willing to let things go. Happy, lasting relationships don't just happen. They are created. They're made. They take work. They take constant care. They take time and they take love. I'm so grateful to have such wonderful examples of lasting relationships in my life. Remember, you can work through anything as long as you're not destroying each other or yourself along the way. Love is a choice. As President Monson said, choose your love and love your choice. Tune in to Mormon Channel Daily Podcasts every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration.